Regarding the federal grant application for the Department of Education. Sue, do you want to say anything or?
Sure, Mr. Chair, I'll just give you some brief background on this. This is a request for approval to apply for a federal grant. The request is from the Department of Education. They're asking to have authority granted to apply to the U.S. Department of Education for a state improvement grant under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. I would just point out that there are no general fund or other matching requirements. There's no obligation to continue the funding after the grant period expires, and they are not proposing any additional staff for carrying out the activities of the grant. The grant application is due on or before February 13th, 2001, which is why they're before you now rather than waiting until their budget comes up. And the Legislative Fiscal Office would recommend that you approve the request.
Thank you. Any, wait to question you until we get done with Chris Durham.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Chris Durham, Director of Management Services at the Department of Education. Your staff has given a pretty good introduction that I generally would try to cover myself. I want to point out that this grant application, this is our third attempt at applying for this competitive grant with the U.S. Department of Education, the last being in December of 1999. We were reluctant to apply again in that it's a very extensive grant, but we were encouraged in January by the U.S. office saying that we ought to apply, and they gave us some hints on some things that perhaps weren't as good as they should have been addressing things that they were interested in approving grants. So we have begun work and are working daily since that time in preparing this application. So we're hoping third time's the charm. Your committee, the e-board, has approved our applying twice before. So we're seeking approval for this third time. Here to explain the grant application and the project is Associate Superintendent Steve Johnson for the Office of Special Education.
Yeah, Chris, question. This $1.2 million, I read that's the annual funding for a total 5-year period, $6 million. Does this $1.2 million show up any place in the governor's budget or the co-chair's budget?
Mr. Chair, it does not. We were not aware of it at the time.
Okay.
It would be in addition, if we receive the grant, we would hope that through an adjustment through the Ways and Means process, we could receive the limitation for next biennium. It is not in the governor's budget.
Do you have something in the governor's budget that's similar to this? And the reason I'm asking, if this did come, it could serve as an offset maybe of something that we have and move a little money around in the department. But do you have anything budgeted that's similar to this?
Mr. Chair, actually, there will be an increase in federal funds, as you're probably aware, for the Department of Education. So in addition to what we currently have in the governor's budget, we'll even be seeking much more additional federal funds limitation just for that. Additional federal funds, okay, regardless of this grant. So we will need quite a bit of additional limitation. So we couldn't live with, I mean, temporarily, obviously, we could, but by mid-biennium or a little later, we would be out of limitation.
Okay, thank you. Steve.
Good afternoon, Senator Hartung, members of the committee. My name is Steve Johnson. I'm the Associate Superintendent for the Office of Special Education. As has been summarized for you, we are here requesting your approval to submit an application for the state improvement grants for special education. If approved and submitted and approved at the U.S. Department of Education, this would bring $1.2 million into Oregon on an annual basis for 5 years to improve reading instruction for students with disabilities and to increase their participation in our state assessment system, thereby enhancing the accountability of our special education system throughout the state. In addition, this grant will support local districts in the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. You may be aware that that is a burning issue throughout the state at this time. In reading, this grant activities would increase the involvement and benefit to children with disabilities in our state reading initiative. It would provide training for licensing programs for administrators, general education teachers and special education teachers, which is not currently available in this state, regarding the unique characteristics and needs of children with disabilities, thereby improving the instruction that's available to these students. In addition, parents will participate and receive benefits of this program as parents of children with disabilities are given additional information about how to support reading and reading improvement in home and in cooperation with schools. As part of the improvement for the university system, we also will involve parents in providing instruction for teachers and administrators on the way to receiving their licenses. One of the benefits of our plans for reading would be a preventative measure. We hope that by addressing the greater understanding of new teachers in the area of reading regarding children with disabilities, they will also be able to apply those new techniques and strategies for children who are not yet in special education but experiencing reading difficulties, thereby improving the children reading and reducing the number of kids coming into special education. In assessment, we propose that this grant will increase the participation of students with disabilities in our state assessment system. It will inform parents of the options available to kids and inform the IEP teams, which plan the participation of students with disabilities, IEP being the Individualized Education Program Team, so that they and the parents can make better choices about the options available. In the area of teacher recruitment and retention, the focus is on extending licensing programs beyond the universities in the I-5 corridor through community-based teacher training programs and administrator training programs around special education. It's sort of a grow-your-own program for local districts to participate in. So in a nutshell, that's what this application would provide. Over the five-year period, it will address over 35,000 teachers, over 60,000 parents, and it will touch and be involved in improvement of the licensing programs in each of our five state universities. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. members, we're going to want to vote in about 5 minutes, but we have to get to a quorum first. And so, yeah, please question Representative Close and then Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've taught my four children to read using a Sing, Spell, Read, and Write phonics curriculum. And as you know, we passed a bill last session to provide phonics curriculum resources for teachers. Will any of this grant money, do you foresee any of it going into the phonics instruction programs as per the bill last session?
Senator Hartung, Representative Close. The actual strategies and techniques have not yet been identified. They would be drawn from the work that's being done by the National Institutes of Health, Reed Lyon being the chief proponent of a phonemic approach to reading instruction. But as to the precise techniques, that will be determined by a consortium of ESDs, districts, and university reading instruction staff.
Thank you. I would just hope that you would keep that in mind when you consider those materials.
Will do. Thank you.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chris, you indicated this is the third try. What were some of the reasons that the department did not approve the prior grant application?
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, if I could defer that to Mr. Johnson, probably knows the answer.
Senator Hartung, Representative Winters. One of the things we would like to believe, the title of this grant program is called the State Improvement Grant Program. It is a competitive program. The amount of dollars available are limited. We would like to believe that at least in the first application round, it was determined by the U.S. Department of Education that Oregon was not in need of state improvement as much as other states which received the awards. Mm. And to a certain extent, that's true. One of the requirements is that we address the most recent monitoring of the state in special education done by the U.S. Department of Education. based on that information, Oregon actually received a very good report card, if you will, last time the U.S. Department of Education was here. We also believe that the first time we requested the maximum amount allowed, $2 million, and other states, larger states, came in, and so the total dollars available weren't there to meet our request. Last time we actually received a fundable score by the reading panel, but again, at that time the amount of dollars was much smaller, and I think only 9 states out of the 15 that applied received an award.
So one, you were penalized for being good.
Sounds like it.
And so now they're encouraging you to apply, which is a healthy good sign, which means that probably they found some additional money someplace that they think that they could give to Oregon.
Representative Winters, I think you've hit the nail on the head there.
Grantsmanship has not changed since I was in this building.
That long?
That long.
Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have 2 questions, if I might.
Certainly.
My understanding, gentlemen, of this grant, it is strictly for children with disabilities or special education?
Yes.
And secondly, I'm sure you're probably aware of Senator George's task force and the resultant report from that. Will this address some of the needs that are identified in there and perhaps keep us out of some costly litigation, if nothing else?
Senator Hartung and Representative Hobson. Yes. Short and sweet, yes. First, I would like to address your first question regarding the primary beneficiaries of this grant are, in fact, children with disabilities. However, as I mentioned earlier, through the work that we do with teacher licensing programs in general education, as well as the work that we provide, the training and the information we provide to general education teachers who are currently teaching, we believe that other children will also benefit, maybe in an incidental manner, but there will be an improvement overall of reading instruction, especially when you get into those children who are more difficult to teach. Thereby, hopefully, this will result in some prevention of placement in special education occurring. As to the report from the from Senator George's work group on special education, having participated in that group myself, I believe that some of the items addressed in that report will be also addressed in this grant. We did consider some of the issues that were raised. 2 very specifically. One is an identification that general education teachers need to know more about children with learning with disabilities, their characteristics and their needs. This grant would specifically address that issue. Secondly, it would also improve the knowledge of building principals, both those coming into buildings as well as current principals, again, about the needs of children with disabilities. That also was in the report. The third issue that it will address also is the closer involvement of parents in these teacher training programs.
Good.
And so we will have that.
While we're waiting for Senator Miller, he'd be right here, Representative Schrader.
Just a couple questions also, if I may. One, as you indicated, hopefully one of the outcomes of the grant will be that the specialized students are performing better on the state assessments. To that end, then, I would expect that you're going to have some comparative data of what they're doing, scores now and scores afterwards that we would be able to look at. Is that correct?
Senator Hartung, Representative Schrader, yes, that's correct.
Another question?
Certainly.
Something that's sort of come up that's been reported is that when we do the student assessment scores, various districts are including special ed or not including special ed type students or different ESL students, you know, would some of this money be used potentially to draft some sort of uniform policy that could be adopted by districts throughout the state so we all knew who was being tested and who wasn't so we could really get a good idea of what's actually happening out there?
Yeah. Senator Hartung, Representative Schrader, actually, no, this money would not be used to draft a uniform policy because that policy already exists. What this does do is it takes the work that the University of Oregon, Portland State University, and the department, along with 50 districts, have done over the last 4 years to create alternate assessments. And it ensures that parents and the planning teams, IEP teams, know about these options, know about the implication of these options, and lastly, know that no child will be exempted from the state assessment system unless and only if the parent requests that exemption, that all other students with disabilities will participate in the state assessment system, and we will have achievement information that we can compare with all other kids for children with disabilities.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to move into full committee. Now we have a quorum here. Are there further questions for any three of our presenters? If not, Senator Miller, what we are considering is a request from the Department of Education, Oregon Department of Education, for approval to apply for a federal grant. And the motion is approve, and Representative Schrader makes the motion, approve the submission of an application for a federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, that's IDEA, State Improvement Grant for School Improvement Targeting Special Education. Discussion. Are you ready to vote?
Yeah, why would you oppose that, Mr. Chairman?
You know, no. Okay, is there any objection to granting this request? Seeing none, hearing none. So granted. Any other business to come before the committee? There is not. We are adjourned.